That was Danny Cannell, former college quarterback, now college football analyst, the Cover 3 podcast, CBS Sports HQ, in the previous segment talking about the stakes for Ohio State this weekend. We've got Radio Tinder, by the way, coming up in about 20 minutes. Jake is going to help us out. Again, if you've never Tindered with us, Jake throws out a topic. I will swipe left or swipe right, depending on whether I agree or disagree. You guys can join in right now at Nick Wilson Says on actual Twitter, on social media. And again, Radio Tinder coming up in about 20 minutes. Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin. Not tonight. As remember, it's a Thursday night. That means Thursday night football tonight. Texans at Jets. You can hear that right here. Kevin Stefanski show coming up, though, at 7 o'clock. And, of course, tomorrow we'll have our guy JP back at nights. But it's not that I don't see your valid criticisms of Ryan Day. It's not that I don't agree with them to some degree. It really isn't. I have no problem with having high expectations at Ohio State. I have no problem with saying, hey, it's, what is this now, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 20, year six. Why haven't we won a national championship yet? Why haven't we beat Michigan since 2019? These are valid criticisms. I haven't added criticism or two myself with Ryan Day. And that criticism is, I don't know he's the best at hiring assistant coaches. Specifically, what he's done on the O-line, where I got to be honest with you, it's not that hard to find truly great offensive line coaches. And I don't know if Justin Fry can't identify good offensive linemen, great offensive linemen, I should say. I think these guys are fine. But whether he can't identify the right guys or whether he's not coaching them up, I really don't know. I know it's not happening. And it is wild to me. I mean, insane to me that you spent as much money as you have on this team. And the one thing, the Achilles heel of this thing might be the most important thing, or one of the most important things to winning, with a quarterback who in and of himself is not elite, in Will Howard. I think he's a really good college football quarterback. I no longer know that he's going to, you know, be drafted within the first three rounds. I thought there was a chance. You never know what the kind of glow up can happen when a guy gets into a system with this kind of talent. But I digress. He's a really good, really good college football quarterback. Not a future NFL player like maybe Penn State's quarterback is. Medina's own, by the way. But like, if you don't have a Justin Fields or a CJ Stroud or that caliber, right? Future top five pick, top 10 pick. If you don't have that, that's fine. But then you better make up for it, not just with great skill players, but with a great offensive line. And so I am a bit annoyed at Ryan Day that they don't have a better situation going on up front, because like the defense, guys, they don't attack the way we'd like to. They don't sack the quarterback 15 times a game. Statistically, they're still a really good defense. They're just a bend don't break defense, right? They don't let a lot of people in the end zone. So I can't gripe about the defense, which is something I've heard a lot of when I've talked to Ohio State. Can't gripe about the defense if they're not letting people in the end zone. Yeah, they're not as dominant as I would like when it comes to what we were used to with the Bosas and Chase Young and all the NFL defensive linemen that we've seen go through there. That at one point, I mean, they were kicking out top five, top 10 picks almost every single year on the defensive line. So they're not there anymore. Jim Knowles' defense is different. I don't always love this. I love more of the attacking style defense of like a Jim Schwartz. I think you guys know that. Not necessarily the wide nine, but just I love having elite pass rushing defensive lines. I don't know they're elite. I think they're pretty good. I mean, they're stout, by the way. They're pretty good across the board. But this is not Chase Young and Nick Bosa. It's not, you know, Nick Bosa and Joey Bosa. It's just not. And that's okay, because they're still getting the job done. But to me, it's the O-line. But I think what's happened, and it's something triggered or something clicked in my head when Spencer was talking yesterday, where Spencer had this big diatribe about how I've been a holdout and I've held out this whole time, and I'm finally coming around to the idea that that maybe Ryan Day isn't the guy. And again, some of Spencer's points, in my opinion, are very valid when it comes to Ryan Day and the job he's doing in Columbus. I also don't buy into Ryan as a leader, just real quick. I he's kind of a little Robotronic for me. But like getting back to it and getting back to like where Spencer is with this, I can't tell whether it's time to fire Ryan Day or whether people have just normalized this. There's only one way to keep your job mentality for 3 years. And that people are just coming around to it because you've been browbeaten with it for 3 years. It's the idea of if people say something for long enough with enough conviction and enough people say it, eventually you're going to get some people to glom onto that idea because, well, it must be true. And that is problematic for me. Because the thing that kind of drives me crazy about the Ryan Day conversation is, I'm not saying it's written in stone that if they beat Michigan but don't win a national championship and the boosters decide to fire him, or that whoever really even has power anymore in college football, it's still the boosters, but NIL collectives, the new Ross Bjork, who's the new AD, who probably wants to hire his own guy, which, by the way, look at his head coaching track record. Not great, Bob. But I'm not fait accompli that if you fire Ryan Day, you're not going to get somebody in there that can do the 1% of things Ryan hasn't done. But it is the framing of the conversation that I find wildly disingenuous. Well, you have to beat Michigan. He has. He's 1-3. Now, granted, he'd be a lot better in my eyes if he went 3-1. Fair. The John Cooper comparisons miss me with it. John Cooper did not have consistent winning seasons. When I say consistent winning, I'm talking about like 8-plus, 9-plus winning seasons and beat Michigan until like year six or year seven in Columbus. So Ryan Day's already done the hardest thing, which is he has beat Michigan before. So saying he can't beat Michigan, no, he just hasn't beat them regularly or recently. That's different than he hasn't beaten Michigan. Oh, well, he can't beat top five teams. He can't hang with the best teams in college football. He didn't get blown out by Oregon. He is, I think it's 2-6 against top five teams. But guys, he has won. This gets back to the idea. He has done the thing. He just hasn't done it to the extent we hoped he would at this point. That's different than he hasn't beaten top 10 teams or top five teams. So it's not that your idea or your concern isn't valid. It's you're shading things and you're disregarding what's absolutely the people who want to fire Ryan Day today. Who would? If I gave him the Ross Bjork stick and said, do what you want, king or queen, I guarantee you there are people who just fire him because he stands for something that can't be. The problem is they're not speaking to truth. He has done these things. He just hasn't done it to the extent you want. And you can say, well, it's Ohio State. Anybody can recruit at this level. Yeah, except sometimes we see teams fire the head coach, and the first place you notice the hit is in recruiting. And so that's the fastest way to stop the string of no more than 2 losses per season that you've had with Ryan Day. And here's the other thing. Well, at Ohio State, you have to compete for a national title. Let's define that. If you are one of the final 4 teams left in college football, if you are one of the 4 chosen teams to go to the playoffs, that in and of itself absolutely is competing for a national title. And it is fair to say, well, they got blown out here. He got blown out in the national championship game. Yes, but he has made a national championship game, and 80% of the time he's been a head coach, he's made the playoffs. And listen, I know if we're going to go hyperbole here, if we're going to get into our own personal narratives, he's one drive away from beating the team that won the national championship 2 years ago. Whereas Michigan, the year before they won the national championship, got into things and got their doors blown off of them. TCU got their doors blown off of them, right? So I think we have to understand that just because people started the conversation way prematurely, and when I say people, I'm not talking about fans. Fan, go have fun. Part of being a fan is ranting about what your team should be. I also don't mind high expectations. It's when we have high expectations and then disregard every bit of success that actually defends the guy as not good enough. Or, actually, that's not true, because I understand not good enough. It's acting like it didn't happen that is disingenuous, and I don't get into this a lot, but not fair to the conversation. Well, he hasn't beaten Michigan. He actually has. Just hadn't done it since 2019. Well, hasn't competed for a national title. Well, he's made the playoffs 4 of 5 times, including making the national title game in his second year as a head coach. Well, he never beats ranked teams. Literally has 2 wins against them. And I think from where you are right now, right, I think it's easier to figure out why Ryan Day hasn't done those things as consistently as you like, then just ripping off the Band-Aid and assuming somebody can walk into the same situation and do better. And maybe that means we need a John Cooper. Maybe that means we need an Earl Bruce. Maybe we need a 10-year stretch where Ohio State is relevant in name only. Maybe that's what you need. Maybe you need your Rich Rod. Maybe you need your Brady Hoke. But I'm not going to march into what could be a disaster with a smile on my face because you're bored with being third best in the country. Radio Tinder, give us a topic, send it in at Nick Wilson Says, and we will swipe left or swipe right. Jake's going to help us out next on 92.3 The Fan. In case you haven't enjoyed Radio Tinder, it's pretty simple, guys. 216-474-0092 or at Nick Wilson Says. Give us a statement. It can be just about anything, not politics. Honey Badger, don't have time for that. But anything but politics, and I will swipe left if I do not like it or do not agree. I will swipe right if I do. Again, 216-474-0092. It's time for Radio Tinder, and we welcome in the man with a plan, Jake Murren, to help us out here. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Nick. How's it going?
You know, we're doing all right. I'm a big Halloween guy. I got the green light to basically order whatever I want for dinner tonight because Mama Bear forgot to get something out so I can have some of my favorite pizza. Like, what more could a fella want, right?
Picking your own dinner is always a delight.
Especially, like, I don't know if your wife is like mine is, but she's got very, like, I know her no-fly list. Mm. And there's a lot of things that I like that are on her no-fly list, which then means when I get the green light to do whatever I want, man, I go hog wild. I go full fatty. I don't hold back. Like, I just let it. I let my food freak flag fly.
I wish I had more nights like that. That would be nice.
That almost sounds like you'd like to be single again. But hopefully she's not listening. All right, what's first up?
Yeah, let's kick things off in the NFL. The NFL has a QB development problem with the benchings of Anthony Richardson and Bryce Young this season. Swipe left or right?
So it's swipe right. But it's more than that. Like, yes, they have a QB development problem, and a lot of it's tied to how contracts work. You're trying to get to the answer on a quarterback as quick as possible because now agents are pushing for new contracts as soon as you can after the third year. And we saw what a disaster that's been with Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville, where you might have 4 more years to go with Trevor Lawrence, and you've done a lot of the little traditional steps to get the most out of him, such as hiring an offensive head coach, bringing in weapons around him to bring the most out of him, and nothing's really gotten him to the next level. So there's this just disaster situation brewing. Like, some of it is teams are rushing these guys to try and figure out what they have. Some of them is all like that. You might just have a bigger problem with overdrafting guys. Like, this is the guy that came to mind, top of mind here. I never thought Christian Ponder was a top 10, top 12 pick in college. It's a really nice college quarterback. By the way, Josh Rosen clearly had lost his mojo by the time he got to the NFL. And oh, by the way, there's a third problem. Coaches aren't great across the board at developing these guys. And by the way, there's politics to that. There's, you don't fit my system, and all I care about is my whoopee, my system. There is, well, I don't really buy into you, and the sooner I get you out of here, the sooner I can get my guy in here. There's so many things that lead to this. But, like, in a way, you look at what really takes developing a guy is patience, forethought, and understanding of what it takes to develop a guy. Like, Josh Allen proves you can. But if you've got multiple people with different beliefs on a quarterback, or if the room is split, or if the GM drafts a quarterback the coach doesn't like, or the guy just it's on tape, or you're just drafting him sheerly off projectables and not what you see on tape or what you see in person. Like, yes, the NFL does have a massive, massive developmental issue about developing these guys proper. Some of it's just, though, the way the NFL works, and some of it is, I mean, these guys are getting pushed up the board just because, well, it doesn't matter if he's worth the number one pick. I need a quarterback. I got the number one pick. I'm going to take that guy. What else we got?
Yeah, to a quarterback that perhaps might be too developed, the New York Jets need to break up with Aaron Rodgers sooner rather than later, especially if they fall to 2-7 tonight.
Yeah, so, okay, this is a tough one because Aaron Rodgers has not played well. And the whole point in being in business with Aaron Rodgers is he has to play good enough football that makes him being a jackwagon make sense. And he's not doing that. And he's still a jackwagon. Like, he talked on the McAfee show the other day. He's like, I got this special concoction that I use, and it's from the punter, and it's cayenne powder, or cayenne pepper and water. He acted like that was a new thing. Like, that's like a common, like, thing that people have actually done for any myriad of reasons. And he's like, I invented it. Ah, the punter turned me on to it. Like, it's the first time somebody dropped acid into your drink in college, okay? Like, so he is a preposterous human being. Here's a problem. Who are you going to get that's better? And I know he's not playing well enough. I do. But, like, you going to go draft another guy? Because Joe Douglas whiffed on Zach Wilson as hard as you possibly can. Oh, and by the way, this isn't supposed to be a great year for quarterbacks. Oh, you're going to go trade for Matt Stafford? Well, that's another quarterback who's at a point in his career where he probably needs more talent around him than he did 5 years ago. So I got to swipe left because I think there are going to be a lot of people, you know, with musical chairs at quarterback this offseason. And I'm looking around trying to find, like, where are y'all going for a quarterback? And I don't see it. I really don't. Again, not an endorsement of Aaron Rodgers. Jackwad. But I think it might make sense to hire the offensive head coach. Saleh's on the way out. Find your LaFleur. Find your McVay. And at least go one more year. And by the way, it's not going to happen because it's New York. And things like patience and forethought just don't happen. What else you got?
Fans have a right to be upset when they see players celebrating Halloween despite not playing a game this season like Christian McCaffrey did.
One more time.
So fans have a right to be upset when they see players celebrating Halloween despite not playing a single game
Swipe
this season.
Left. This is, guys, if you dressed, if you were engaged to Olivia Culpo, you would allow her to walk you around town with a dog collar on all fours and only speak and barking. Like, let's just be realistic here. I know Christian McCaffrey is one of the 10 most beautiful people on the planet. We're all beholden to a beautiful woman. All right, like, what are we doing here? And by the way, I get he's had Achilles issues. All right, it did, like, he dressed up. He didn't go out and cosplay as an NFL running back in his backyard with 10 other dudes. He didn't go on 11-11s while dressed like the Tin Man. I actually think the funniest part. I actually think if you want to punish Christian McCaffrey, you should hope he has to dress up every day as the Tin Man, because I don't know a man has looked more absolutely miserable while dressed for Halloween as he looked. And by the way, Olivia Culpo looks so beautiful and so gorgeous as the main character from Wizard of Oz, Dorothy.
Dorothy, yeah.
Yeah. And he looks so miserable as the Tin Man. Christian, I volunteer as tribute. If you... I'll take the $15 million a year to not play running back for the 49ers and also hang out with Olivia. And I'm saying that very respectfully. I have a daughter named Olivia. I'm not being tawdry here, okay? I'm not being tawdry. What else we got?
Juan Soto is guaranteed to stay in New York, whether it be signing with the Yankees or Mets this offseason.
All right, so the two teams with the best odds to keep Juan Soto right now are the Yankees and Mets, but you've got the Dodgers lurking out there. I think the Blue Jays might kind of be sneaky because I don't think they're committing long-term money to Vlad Guerrero or Bichette. So that frees up a lot of money, and that is a team that likes to spend. Now, in fairness, they've got a lot of money tied up in kind of average pitchers. But no, I'd have to swipe left. I think this is a little bit more open than people realize. I think this could be intriguing. I almost would bet on him not going back to New York. And a lot of that is, I don't know, like he's going to get, and I can't remember, I think it was Carl Ravitch said this, and because I've been putting it like 10 years, $50 million. The Shohei contract last year, 10 years, $70 million, rewrote contracts. And by the way, Soto, I think, is 3 or 4 years younger than Shohei is. So it's pretty reasonable to suggest that Juan Soto could get 10 years, 13 years, $60 million a year. There's probably 4 or 5 teams who could pay him that. I don't know the Yankees are one because the Steinbrenners don't want to go into the tax. And I don't see anybody doing them a favor by taking Stanton's contract off their hands. He had a pretty nice postseason. Not enough to overlook the injury history. Like, if a guy's only good in the postseason and you might make the postseason every other year, you don't really... Oh, and by the way, who wants to do the Yankees favors? So I think there's a money issue there. And listen, paying Soto $65 million a year, guys, that's a lot for a Yankees team that have this much in Stanton and Judge. And by the way, Gerrit Cole can opt out. So Gerrit Cole can go ahead and be the monkey wrench here if he wants to throw a wrench into the machine and into the plans for the Yankees as well. Because if he hits the open market, there's another potentially $50, $60 million player there.
There should be a cutoff for when people should stop dressing up for Halloween.
Ooh. Swipe left. Yeah. Again, life is too short. If it makes you happy, I'm going full Sheryl Crow here. If it makes you happy, how can it be that bad? I think I just butchered that song. However, I got to be honest with you. I really love when older people dress up for Halloween. I love anybody. It's just fun and happy. And I think we try and do this thing where we try and like tell each other how to live. Nah, man, I'll be honest with you. I wish there were more selection of Halloween costumes. I would have dressed up today. If I had any confidence that anyone could build something for this monstrosity of a body right now. Cause I'm like DeJuan Jones size with about 4 inches shorter there. If I had confidence, I would have dressed up myself. My kids have given me a new lease on this. If you asked 23-year-old Nick about this, I would have been a snooty prick about it. I would have been a snooty jerk about it. But no, I just... Man, have fun. Life is so short. Laugh every chance you get. Halloween's fun. Be a kid again. And by the way, we do have a suggestion coming in here from Max, who says, unless you're a child... The only acceptable uses for ketchup are French fries or as a base for some barbecue sauces. A lot of swipe lefts here. I'm not a ketchup guy. I'm not. It's weird. I love pasta. I love pasta sauce. I love tomato sauce. I love tomato soup. Love a lot of tomato based products, even tomato adjacent things. Can't do ketchup. But... Whatever you like, condiments are good. I'm coming around on this. You can do whatever you want on this one. Swipe left on that one. But that's a good suggestion there. You can send in at Nick Wilson says if you'd like to be a part of Radio Tinder as well.
Let's go back to that Yankees one I threw at you. It's better to celebrate on the opposing team's field when winning a championship than on your own home field in front of your own home fans.
It's conditional, but swipe right, big time. It would have meant the world to me if LeBron and the Cavs could have clinched at home. Obviously, that was not happening with the way that series went down. It would have meant the world to me. But watching after Steph Curry said the locker room still smells like champagne, it was borderline sensual watching LeBron fall to his knees on the Oracle floor there and shout, "Cleveland, this is for you," knowing that the champagne was now flowing in the Warriors locker room or in the Warriors facility. In baseball, it's always better if it's against the Yankees. Like, that's what's so funny is by, like, if they had extended it and L.A. wins it in L.A., it still would have been great. But the fact that not only did you win game four, which gave those jack wagons hope, not only did you do that, but then they got a huge lead in game five. And everybody's like, ah, historic comeback. Guys, it was a collapse. Yes, the Dodgers did their part and came back. No. The Yankees collapsed. Aaron Judge dropped an easy fly ball. Gerrit Cole didn't cover first base. They collapsed at home. And so I think if it were me, and by the way, if I was a ball player, I hate the Yankees, so I would enjoy it even more. But the idea that you get to just soak it in, I think the champagne tasted 10% sweeter because it was at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees lose. Great stuff there on Radio Tinder with Jake Mern. If you guys have any you want to send in at Nick Wilson says, I'll answer them in the final segment of the show next on 92.3 The Fan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!